Don't worry. It's as posted, as advertised. I'm not speaking. We have a wonderful guest speaker. And let me tell you a little bit about him that you didn't read in my blog or on my Facebook post this morning. He's authored 13 books, including a national bestseller, How God Changes Your Brain, which Oprah, and you know I love Oprah, selected at one as one of the nine, I need light, please, must-read books for 2012. I haven't memorized it, honey. He's considered one of the world's leading experts on consciousness, communication, spirituality, and the brain. Mark is on the executive MBA faculty of Loyola Marymount University, and he also teaches at the Holmes Institute. His research has been published in journals throughout the world, and his work has been featured in Time Magazine, Washington Post, The New York Times, Forbes, Entrepreneur, and Oprah Magazine. He's appeared in hundreds of radio and television programs, including PBS, NPR, and his TED Talk, many of you speakers would like this, has more than 100,000 people have viewed it. He's received the Distinguished Speaker Award from Mind Science Foundation, and he travels throughout the world teaching compassionate communication. And you're very blessed because he created a workshop called NeuroWisdom 101, through which he takes you through six levels of human consciousness. And he's going to do that right after service. We're going to feed you, and then he's going to speak. It's going to be a wonderful day. So please welcome, with a really fine welcome, speaking on Dreams Can Change Your Life, Mark Waldman.
Exciting. This is in case I don't go over. And of course, as you all know, you should never, when you are an invited guest, come up here and spend 60 seconds arranging things on the top. But it is with great honor and pleasure that I am here. My public speaking career actually began in the Camarillo Church of Centers for Spiritual Living, Pam Gagan. So I am delighted to be down here and to be part of you all. You are my home. You are my church. And every minister, every guest speaker should always have a well-prepared sermon. And every public speaker and every minister knows that you do not start out a Sunday morning service with a statistical graph showing the accumulation of all of your academic research. And so it is with great, great pleasure that I'm going to start out this sermon with a statistical graph showing you the summation of all of my academic research. And I hope you can all see this chart very clearly. And it's a collection. It's a positivity ratio. That the more positive thoughts that you have compared to the negative thoughts, your degree of happiness and satisfaction increases. And of course, you'll always notice that there's always a few oddities in any statistical graph. You know who you are. I met you out in the forum earlier. So we don't really count those. But what I really, really like and love the most about this graph is that I totally made it up. And even though you know I've totally made it up, and we use this in our studies, because if you don't put these things into your academic papers, nobody looks at them anyway. So you have to have these things that we make up. And it is quite imaginary. Every statistic that you see is a conjecture. It's a picture that we're forming of a bunch of data that doesn't make any sense to anybody whatsoever. And yet, if I was to just to flip that picture upside down and simply say the words, hey, this is your stock portfolio. This is your marriage. This is the future of your business. I haven't said anything to you at all, but can't you just really feel that incredible sinking feeling in your stomach? Reverse it. Ah, I feel great. Take it down. Ugh. You can see the power of a picture, and that a picture can change your brain. And if you do not have the right picture, you're not going to be able to make your dreams come true. But if you combine the right image and the right words and the right dream, you might be able to change the world. And Martin Luther King did it with four single words. I have a dream. But if you choose the wrong word, or even the right word, and you say it in the wrong way, you can literally bring the nation to their knees. Ah, there it is over here. There is one word in particular that is the most dangerous word in the world. And I want you to close your eyes just for a moment and to think about what kind of word can cause destruction to the neurological circuits in your brain in under 1 second. And I'm just going to ask you what you think that terrible, awful word might be.
No.
No.
Nobody wants to answer. Why are you saying no?
Fear.
No.
Can't.
Can't. No.
No.
No. Yes.
No.
No. Yes.
Doubt.
Doubt. No.
War.
No.
Can't.
Can't. No.
Fear.
Fear. No.
No.
Well, you should be able to guess by now that the most dangerous word in the world is no. Yes! Look at everybody going, yes, I got the right word. It's no. That just means you read my books. Thank you. It is amazing that if I put you in a brain scan machine and I show you this word for less than 1/2 second, more stress neurochemicals are released than I know how to pronounce. And it all begins in this little tiny structure called the amygdala. And whenever it hears a negative word or sees a picture that brings a sense of despair or hopelessness or pain, it fires away. And the amygdala, in Greek, means almond. And it literally is that part of your brain that makes you go nuts. How is that possible? How can a single word cause so much damage to your brain? Your dream, your vision, your positive and negative thoughts, they all begin in the frontal lobes. It begins as a thought in a dream, and it goes to your thalamus, which turns your dream into reality for the rest of the entire brain. Your thalamus then and your thoughts then go to your visual cortex. And this allows your brain to begin to form an image and a picture of the dream that you want to bring into reality. But before that can happen, your visual cortex and your thalamus has to send that information to your parietal lobes. And this is the part of your brain that creates the illusion of yourself. So now you have your thoughts, you have the illusion of yourself, and your memory circuits and your emotional circuits get to become filled with all of those positive and negative feelings based upon which side of your frontal lobe you're using. And that's what shapes your sense of self. Focus on negative thoughts. You will lower your self-esteem and self-confidence. Immerse yourself in your positive dream. And you begin to build confidence, self-esteem, and the power to achieve whatever goal you want to bring into the world. The more you meditate on these sacred words and dreams, the more it actually changes the immune system in your body. It will actually change the genetic structure. You will release thousands or turn on thousands of immune-enhancing genes. You will turn on 1,200 stress-reducing genes if you use the right word. Words can change your brain. Dreams can change the world. And it all begins in the way you use this crazy little machinery up here called your human brain. And the more you focus on your dream, the bigger your vision, your sense of self begins to decrease. You disappear. Your narcissism disappears. This is the neurological experience of enlightenment, of self-transcendence, that when you become less, and the dream and the vision and your good work fills your entire imagination. This is what research shows gives you meaning, purpose, and long-term and permanent life satisfaction. That's a pretty amazing thing for neuroscience to be able to identify. Dreams can change your brain. But how do you find the right dream? How do you find the dream that will give your life the most meaning and purpose? And I want to introduce you to a couple of the strategies, one of 58 techniques that we've developed, one of many that I will be introducing you to this afternoon. And I really want you to close your eyes for a moment and listen to the following sound. I'm going to ring this bell very loudly, and I want you to focus as hard as you can, as deeply as you can, on the sound of that bell. And as the sound begins to fade away, you'll have to listen deeper and deeper and deeper. I'm actually improving your ability to concentrate and focus. When you can no longer hear the bell, you'll begin to become aware of all of the amazing different odd sounds in the room that you usually don't pay attention to. You may hear your breathing, the air conditioner, squeaks. Let that become a symphony. Don't judge it, don't identify it. Allow yourself to be pulled into the present moment. Listen deeply to the sound of this bell. Notice how the inner chatter begins to subside. And in this state, I'm going to ask you what we have considered over the last 6 years to be the most important question in the world. And many of you have heard this question before, but each time you do this exercise, if you do it on a daily basis, that question will evolve, the answer will evolve, the experience will evolve. Pay attention to your intuition, not your logic and reason. And the first word that comes to mind, notice it and begin to silently repeat it to yourself. What is your deepest, innermost value? What is your deepest, innermost value? Allow your intuition to find any word love, peace, compassion, empathy, God, integrity, grandmother. It doesn't matter what the word is. Trust your intuition and start repeating that word silently to yourself. And notice how it makes you feel. This is your sacred word that will lead you to the dream that will be most meaningful for you. So do not leave this step out when you want to envision your deeper goal, wish, desire, or dream. Ask yourself, make a list of all of your deepest values, your personal values, your relationship values, your communication values. If your dream and your goal do not align with those values, the motivation centers of your brain will shut down, and you will feel stress, anxiety, fear, doubt, and procrastination. So once again, ask your intuition to come up with another deep inner value, and just pay attention to the first word that comes to mind. And now ask yourself this question. What is your deepest, innermost dream? What dream could give your life the greatest meaning, purpose, and satisfaction? And again, listen to your intuition. Don't judge it. Just see what whispers you hear. But if you do not bring your dream into words, no action will take place in the world. So try this little experience. Begin to whisper to yourself, I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. And begin to say it louder and louder until you can begin to hear the entire room, and this becomes a mantra, a chant, an affirmation. I have a dream. 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 Now notice how it feels when I change one word in that simple phrase. We have a dream. We have a dream. We have a dream. And say that all aloud. Now visualize that dream coming true. Visualize the outcome of that dream. You are using the latest psychological research on the power of visualizing your goals. And if you do not begin with a vision and tie that in to meaningful words, you will not change the world. But imagine, just for a moment, if all of us together were to bring our deepest values into every word we speak, into every action we take, we'll not only live the dream, but maybe, just maybe, we'll bring, our dreams will come true, and we'll bring a little bit more peace into the world. Please join me this afternoon to deepen this process. Thank you so very much for inviting me here today. Oh, by the way, this is my sneaky way of getting two ovations, okay? Because I really have two more slides. Don't ever, ever, ever end a sermon with a complex physics equation that nobody can understand or relate to. And so, of course, I present to you a complex physical equation summarizing all of the quantum properties that I presented to you today. And one more thing, don't forget to laugh. Thank you so much for having me here today.